So we've been talking about this, and there's a lot more to talk to about, it turns out. The new ads are out, the feel-good ads, hopeful messages with an eye toward what's happening in the world, how we all are starting to feel as we're getting back out there again. And Megan Graham covers business and advertising for CNBC. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to reach out to you because this extra gum commercial was super fun, and we were playing it and talking about it, but there's a lot more out there to discuss. And how are you, Megan? Because we want to get into it, but how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and it's so good to be back.
So I just, the extra one stands out for me, okay? Because we were laughing about it because it sort of captures that feeling that people are getting dressed up again, but, you know, they sort of merge. I mean, talk about this whole, what's happening just generally in the ad world, and then we'll get to some of the specifics, and we'll play some of them, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we're having so many firsts right now, right? You know, first time you're kind of back, sitting back at a bar, first flight, first time having people over for dinner. And so the extra one you mentioned really kind of gets to this like excitement that, you know, people haven't been able to do the same things that they've been doing. They've been on Zoom meetings. They haven't been seeing their friends. So it really just captures this, you know, sense of euphoria that now that people are getting vaccinated and feeling a little bit safer, they're getting back out there and the brands want in. So they're really kind of going to try to capitalize on this happy moment for our country.
Yeah. Is there more ad spending in general? Is it ticking upwards or how would you characterize it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of the areas like travel have been, and that's a huge, huge, huge part of advertising. That's still quite a bit depressed from normal levels. But generally speaking, advertising is going, it's at crazy high levels right now, just because we both have sort of this elevated e-commerce, plus people are out, you know, starting to go to movies again, starting to travel, starting to, you know, do the normal things and spending the amounts of money that they would. So advertising is having a very hot moment.
Yeah, we were seeing a lot of local ad people are behind some of these, too. Being in Chicago, we've got a fine history in advertising and that sort of thing. So that's super cool. Can we talk about the extra commercial? Okay, this one features Celine Dion singing. I love this one. I told Mary about it. She was listening to it, too, because it's super funny. It's about returning to normalcy and then buying gum as well. Let's play some of it, and then maybe you can describe it a little bit here, Megan.
Yeah, of course.
Good morning, folks. This is WGUM, your stay-at-home radio station with better music and more of it. News and weather is on the way. And this just in, we are back. We can see people again. How about that? I can't believe it. News is on the way. We'll learn more in just a moment. I can't believe it.
There were nights when the wind was so cold.
Describe for us here, then people are just coming out of their houses, right, in sweatpants and stuff and such, seeing each other for the first time.
Toilet paper, everything is dusty. So, and of course, yes, this song, favorite karaoke song. And I love this song so much. Yeah, they're kind of blinking out into the sunlight, and then they're sprinting outside. So they're sprinting back to the office, and then everyone is going to the park, popping gum, and then just making out. There's just kissing everywhere. And the tagline is, we could all use a fresh start. So it's actually, I didn't know this, but gum makers have struggled during the pandemic. If you think about it, you know, people haven't been buying gum the same way that they would be when they're out and about. You know, for me, if I, you know, I would just go brush my teeth multiple times a day. But that's, so they're hoping that, you know, gum sales will go back up. And I imagine if people are out kissing in the park, then that's something that'll happen.
Yeah, it's funny because we were talking about that, too, that I don't know. I still buy gum, but I guess, you know, if you're not seeing as many people, if you use it more as sort of a freshener for your breath, that you're probably not needing to use it as much because you're not seeing as many people face to face. So it's a cool ad. It's really cool. And it's the Mars Wrigley gum brand, too. So some local ties, too. Hey, let's talk about the Dos Equis one. I think we have some audio for that because this is another one. Return to normal life, a little awkward and that kind of thing. That one is, let's play it first and you can tell us about it.
Hey, are you ready yet?
Yeah, why am I stressing? Won't even address it. Leave my problems on my nightstand. Worries on my dress to see. Now there's a bigger picture, but I already knew that.
So, Megan, there people are going back to social life is really what this one's about, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of the awkwardness of getting ready for that first time. I mean, for me, I wasn't, you know, we weren't really doing full faces of makeup or, you know, getting dressed up. So think about the first time you do your eyeliner in a year. And, you know, one girl's got her eyeliner all over her face. Someone's got her nail polish just spilled out everywhere. one guy had given himself a haircut, and he's walking into the bar, and he's got, like, a bald spot from shaving back of his head. So it's just about this moment of, you know, being so excited and maybe a little anxious about, you know, getting back to the, you know, social interactions. But, you know, we're all a little rusty. Like, everyone is had a... It's been an odd year, and the first time you're seeing people, or the first time you're kind of around strangers, it's like a little bit anxiety ridden. So this is kind of about that, but it's very cute when they all get back to the bar. I got goosebumps the first time I watched it, because it's just that feeling of, you know, of being around your friends again for the first time and not being nervous. It's really cool.
And getting dressed up, like really dressed up, right? Like during the pandemic, yeah. I was doing my hair really mostly in the front and not in the back, because for a Zoom call, you can't even tell. But like this past weekend, I got ready for a wedding and I was like, God, this feels weird to get dressed up again from head to toe. It just was such a strange feeling. And I think that's what they're kind of capturing there, you know, when you first get out for that big kind of thing, when you want to look good and show everybody, you know, hey, where have you been? Here I am.
Exactly.
It's wild. Let's move on to another one here. We've got, what else we have? We have the Budweiser. Oh, we got a bunch of different companies who are trying to urge people to get the vaccine. Interesting to see Budweiser in that group. Walgreens seems to make a lot of sense. Google also launching a campaign, right?
Yeah, so I've been covering these ones, and this is kind of interesting. And this is more so kind of the message of, if you get the vaccine, then we have this normalcy in front of us. So the Budweiser one, it's kind of a montage of people drinking beer together. And it says, you know, remember this. And it's just, you know, people having a good time. And then it ends with this, with the message, good times are coming. Now we have a shot. So it's kind of that message of, look, if you can do this, then we have this good time in front of us. And the Google one is also really cool. And that's one of what they've kind of become famous for, which is, it's just showing, you know, a computer browser. It isn't someone narrating it, no actor or anything, but it's, you know, search boxes. So it goes from, you know, last year, March, it's, you know, the search terms are quarantine and lockdown. And then it's transitioning to like deleting the sweat part of sweatpants and changing the virtual happy hour to just happy hour. And then it ends with someone just typing COVID vaccine near me. And that one's very emotional. It just kind of, it's kind of a cool, you know, sort of visual indication of how far we've come. So that one's really cool. And you know, they have a business interest in companies want us to get back to some normalcy for their bottom line, but they also, this is a good opportunity and sort of a safe way for them to do something good. So I think we're going to continue to see a lot of that.
Is that the same one as the summer stimulus? Isn't that a Budweiser related one?
Bud Light, yes. Yeah, so they're doing a summer stimmy, and that's kind of the play on the stimulus check. So they're doing, I think it's like $10 million worth of prizes. So you can go through, and they have like a full fake, it's not fake, it's real, but it's supposed to look like a government document. And you can go through, and they have sports tickets and free beer and merch and concerts. And everyone's kind of trying to, you know, say, we're going to have this fun summer if you can, you know, if you can get your vaccine. So we're just only going to continue to see more of that.
I think we have some audio from that one, too. I don't know if it's mostly visual or not, but let's play a little bit of the Bud Light one. Summer Stimmy is called.
Bud Light announces a summer stimulus package to get people back out there again. Let's listen in.
I ask for immediate consideration of the Bud Light Summer Stimmy. Highlights include Bud Light giving away sports tickets, beer, and music to people across America. Wait, are they really doing that?
We've just received word that Bud Light is really doing this.
Section 1, free sports tickets. Bud Light will give away 100,000 sports tickets, henceforth referred to as a shipload, because nothing goes better than Bud Light and sports. That's awesome.
This is the most epic day in history.
Section 26. One Bud Light for citizens of legal drinking age. Oh, right on.
Bud Light is buying your first round back. Incredible.
Moving on. Bud Light is bringing live music back to the people. Or rather, bringing the people back to live music.
Another historic giveaway. Get ready to book.
Section... Oh, we're done.
Endorse the proposal at BudLightSummerStimmy.com.
And they kind of do it C-SPAN style, right? Like, not quite perfect camera angles. It looks like you're reading, you know, like one of those kind of impromptu bill reading things. It's cute. It's super cute.
It's very cute. Yeah, and people can go online and check it out. There's all sorts of stuff, and I think you have to enter to win certain things. But there's a lot going on there, so kind of cool.
There totally is. And I will ask you more about that, where we can find them. But the suit supply one, we got to get to that. This one goes for shock value, and it's getting a ton of reaction. People are putting this on social media like, what is this? Tell us about this one, Megan.
Yeah, so this is Suit Supply, just a suit, you know, a men's clothing suit sort of store. And they have this, I mean, the image that you're thinking of and that people are posting, it's people just basically licking each other's faces. And it's like another one of these, like, back to normalcy sort of thing. So that's getting passed around so much. And obviously, like, the message there is, you know, there haven't been many opportunities. Like you just said, you just went to a wedding. It was the first time you dressed up. There hasn't been much opportunity to wear suits this past year. So clothing is going to be one area we're going to see a ton of this stuff. There was another like shapewear company called Shapermint, and they did a just kind of a smaller campaign called Just Remember Dressed. And, you know, I haven't been wearing shapewear or anything like that for the past year. So companies are going to be all over this, is my guess. And I think we're going to see a ton of sales and, a ton of discounts. And people haven't been dressing up. They want to refresh their closets. And, you know, probably the last time they were going out about, like, it was a completely different style, you know. So we've gone through several clothing seasons. So that'll be another big thing.
Totally. Sale of sweatpants rose 17% over the past year. Sleepwear was up, you know, things like that. Sports bras were up. But you're right, all the fancy stuff and the clothes and the suits, for sure, way down. It'll be interesting. You know what's interesting to me, and I'm sure in the business world at CNBC, what you guys cover, to see if all these pandemic habits are shaken off or if we kind of preserve some of them, too. I mean, I don't know. Are we still wearing sweatpants in 2021? I don't know what happens, right? You just sort of wonder.
I know. It's such a good question, and we'll have to see. And yeah, the e-commerce piece especially, like, that's one thing that I think just the whole business world will be watching. Are people still going to buy online when they can go back to the store safely? And I do think that's a pretty sticky habit. I know my parents bought, you know, groceries online for the first time. And that's something that, you know, once you do and you see how easy it is, it's kind of it's a tough habit to get rid of. So I think it'll be interesting to see, but we've got to wait till later this year to see what happens.
Yeah, we'll have to check back on all that. Megan, if people want to check these out, is there kind of a one-stop shopping place to do it, or do you just have to search for them all? Do you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would say start with YouTube. Muse by Cleo they do great write-ups of all these ads with a ton of background. I think that they have every single one that we have talked about. So that's a good place to go to if you like these ads. And obviously CNBC.com, I don't cover every single one, but if there's sort of themes like this, I try to write about that.
Yeah, you do an awesome job doing that, Megan. Thank you for the time today. And
Thanks,
happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yeah, you too. Talk to you soon.